on the line with our co-host, Chavanay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Chav's wearing three hats today, everybody. She's wearing the co-host hat today, as well as producer and switchboard operator. So, woohoo, kudos, a little clap the hands for Chavanay.
Thank you.
Co-host, who's normally Vernice, is not able to be with us today because she's doing college work as usual. Okay, and this is the third Sunday in May. Welcome, everybody, to In the Studio with Lena, Chavanay, and Vernice. And today's show, we're going to be talking about television, ending season finales of some shows, also new shows coming up for the summertime or renewed show, the time for their season to begin, I should say. And also we have, television, and we're going to be talking about telephones, these cell phone contracts, pay, what is that, Shab? Not pay on a prepaid. Yeah,
oh, telephone phones. Service, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then we're also going to discuss about the tabloids. Oh, Lord, those stories are so funny, you don't know whether to believe them or not. Excuse me. Sounds like I need a little water. I don't know of any birthdays this week, but I will say our hearts do go out for Donna Summer and also Mr. Chuck Brown, and I'll be talking about those two. They just recently passed in the entertainment world, but we'll be discussing that in entertainment news. And as always, you know, Chavanay is going to bring news of the weird. Hello, somebody. And the sports score. See what's going on in the NBA, because now they're in the halfway finals, I think, aren't they? For the playoffs and the divisions.
Yeah, they're getting close. They're getting close.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to start the show. So, entertainment news. Well, as I said, Donna Summers, you know, she just passed away this past week of lung cancer. And Donna Summers is 63 years old. Excuse me. She probably would like to say she's 36, but 63 years old. She was known as the Queen of Disco. She was the first woman to top the albums chart, y'all, three times in a row. She even replaced herself as the number one position on the singles charts. She worked with everyone from Barbara Streisand to Quincy Jones. She was the only person to ever co-host American Bandstand with Dick Clark. Hey.
Wow.
Beyond the great successes and string of award-winning hits, she was a phenomenal singer and songwriter. The men loved her for Bad Girls, Love to Love You, Baby, and Hot Stuff, just to name a few. And then she sang the woman's anthem of the 1980s, She Works Hard for the Money. Hello.
Hey, I remember that.
Yes, indeed. Summer will also be remembered as a music pioneer, a risk taker, a trailblazer, and something I can attest to personally, a wonderful spirit and the nicest person you could hope to meet. Also on the RIP page is Mr. Chuck Brown, the godfather of go-go. He died at the age of 75. Brown is best known for his group, the Soul Searchers, and the classic, It Don't Mean a Thing. If it don't have the go-go swing, we need some money, or about money, and of course, Bustin' Loose. I think I vaguely remember Bustin' Loose. He might have been before my time,
yeah,
too. But anyway,
okay,
our hearts go out to both those families. Now, getting to the scoopity scoop. For all you folks out there that love the game, you know what I'm talking about, the show on BET, The Game. Well, honey, there's some changes about to come up now. Two top stars, Tia Mowry and Pooh Chaw, have been let go from the show.
Who's been let go?
Tia and Pooch. Remember, they were the ones that were in a relationship. Remember, Pooch had the little kid on the side, had the child on the side. Tia's the twin.
Oh, they're Tamara. Both.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
But, and Pooch played, you know, of course, supposedly pro football. But, yeah, what it was, they were promised a pay raise, Chavanay, when the show moved to BET. Because, remember, it was originally on Channel 13, KCW, or was it Fox Network? I don't know.
No, I believe it was Channel 10, CW.
Oh, CW, okay. And then, when BT picked him up, they promised him a raise. Well, then they were just denied, despite the fact that the show is one of BET's top rated. I hear other cast members may be leaving too. The show was pretty lame this season, but I can't imagine the game without Derwin and Melanie. Meanwhile, Tia just released a book about parenting, Old Baby Pregnancy, Tales and Advice from the Hot Mama to Another, from one hot mama to another. And Hall is already working on new projects. We hear there may be also be changes coming to 106 in Park, y'all. Terrence J. and Roxy, jobs may be in jeopardy.
Are they getting too old already?
I don't know.
Well, that's what BET do, though. When you get to that certain age, you know, they got to replace you and stick with what they feel is that time.
Yeah.
They like to keep it youthful, which I understand, but shit, have something for the grown folks, too.
Hello. Hello. Well, the Jimi Hendrix estate is not happy with the planned big screen movie on the life of the late rock legend. Y'all know Andre 3000 of Outkast, was cast in the lead. So I'm not for sure if it started filming yet or not, but do look forward to it. I think he'll be good. I think he'll play Jimi Hendrix really good myself.
Did they say why the family wasn't happy?
Well, they're not saying. It hasn't come out publicly why, but they're just not pleased about the big movie, so I don't know. Because, come on, I mean, you're young, Shab, so you know, but for us baby boomers, we know Jimi Hendrix was in the hippie time, so a lot of drug use. A lot of drug use.
Oh, okay.
So... I don't know. Well, Shawnee O'Neill says, get ready for a kinder, gentler basketball wise. Really? O'Neill produces a show for VH1. She is responding to complaints from viewers and advertisers who are tired of the physical fighting and mean attitudes on the show. Hello, somebody. The main culprits are Evelyn Lozada, who else, and Tammy Roman. O'Neill says the next season will show more balance on the show and less physical violence, but it is a day late and a dollar short. Yeah, I think so.
In order to renew it?
Well,
she's trying to change or trying to show a more mature cast now?
Mature
Please.
Cast and not all that fighting and stuff. Yeah, it might be a little late. So, I mean, that show was ridiculous. It should have got canceled by the third episode. Because it did.
Oh, I never even
I wasn't a fan, but when I would be channel searching and happen to watch it for just a couple of minutes, it was a hot mess. And I was like, wow. I mean, what are you what are you portraying to the public?
Not too
really,
much.
No, it was, to me, I thought it was very ghetto. Yes, ghetto and ignorant. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, more Houston family news. Get ready for the Houston Family Chronicles, a new reality show, y'all, featuring the Houstons, is coming to Lifetime. Bobby Chris, Uncle Gary, Pat Houston, Whitney's manager and sister-in-law, cousin Dionne Warwick, have all signed on, and Mommy Sissy approves. So the show is scheduled to air later this year. On Sunday, which is today, Bobby Chris will be on hand at the 2012 Billboard Music Awards to accept an award in honor of her mother, the late Whitney Houston. John Legend and Jordan Sparks will be performing in the tribute. Other highlights of the award show tonight include Stevie Wonder getting the Icon Lifetime Achievement Award, which is so deserved.
Okay.
Well, bad news for Martin Lawrence. His proposed CBS comedy has not been picked up by the network. What happened back in the 90s, Marty Mark was the best show on TV with Martin. You know, Martin's show, I should say.
It was hilarious. I still watch that.
Me too sometimes. Times have been rough for the funny man recently. He is also currently divorcing his second wife. Yes, yes. We reported on that. And Pastor Marvin Winans had a very close call this week as the victim of an assault, carjacking, and robbery. The 54-year-old gospel singer was at a Detroit gas station when he was taken by surprise by four or five young men. After a fight, the men stole Winans' watch, a couple of $100s in cash, and his SUV. Winan, who presided over Whitney Houston's funeral, if y'all remember now who Pastor Marvin Winans is, later said that he was saddened that the savageness of the streets has come to this.
That's too bad. But, you know, there's no shame. There isn't. There's no shame. There's almost no boundaries, no respect, no lines you know you don't cross.
Yeah.
It's just
sure
every man
is.
For himself. And it's a man of the God. Ooh, bad mojo.
I know. Ain't that some bad karma?
Mm-hmm.
They might have thought what they got away with, they'll pay a lot more than what they got from
yes,
him.
Yes, they will.
Pay a lot more. Well, some more scoopity scoop, y'all. The tabloids, are coming after Raven Simone. The former child star, best known as Olivia on The Cosby Show, is being outed as a lesbian. According to published reports, Simone is living her life as a gay woman. And they have the pictures and stories of her live-in lover. There's a picture online, y'all. The girl is beautiful. Her partner is beautiful. She looks like a model. Simone is currently starring on Broadway in Sister Act, and so far she has no comment. Because, you know, Simone lost all that weight. She's pretty thin now. She lost a lot of weight. But her girlfriend or partner, like I said, she is beautiful. Very, very.
This could be her friend. All of a sudden now she's gay too. I don't believe it yet. I have to see proof. I don't know. That could just be a good friend she's spending time with. And y'all just jumping on that bandwagon. That poor child.
Well, if the truth will come out. Come on now. We're going to be talking about Oprah and Gayle, about their little supposedly up again lesbian stuff and what's going on in the tabloids. Okay, well, Tamika Foster, y'all. The drama between Usher and his ex-wife, Tamika, continues. Tamika Foster claims Usher slept with her bridesmaids, and he may be putting her out of the mansion. Hello, maybe that could be the problem where she currently lives. Usher reportedly wants to put the mansion up for sale. Hello, Tamika. Get a job, girlfriend, and close your legs. Evidently, it ain't paying. Tamika may have to find a new place to live. Yeah, thank y'all. Okay, you've been using that promised land to get what you want, and the promised land ain't paying no more. Get a job, girlfriend. Get a job and close your legs. Mm-hmm, ain't working. People need skills, okay? They need skills. Well, is there pressure on Good Morning America anchor Robin Roberts to reveal her sexual identity? Last week, y'all, Roberts scored the interview of the year with President Obama when he revealed his support of gay marriage. A lot of people think she got the interview because she is gay, even though she has never officially came out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who isn't gay? God.
Okay, it's going to be a late June wedding for Eagles quarterback Michael Vick and his fiancée, Kajafa. She is a thick sister, and I want y'all to know she looks good. Thank you very much. Thank you very
Hello.
Much, Michael Vick. Instead of some skinny, high yellow banana-looking woman, she is a sister, and she's thick, and she looks good. And I mean, she ain't pregnant. She's thick, big legs, big arms. Yeah, but she looks good right on.
Oh, congratulations, Mr. Vick.
That's right. Congratulations. Right on, right on. I'm in total agreement. Well, I think it's time for our first break. That's about all I got for entertainment news.
Well, we'll go ahead and take a little break and be right back.
All right. See you in five.
Like to do.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to In the Studio with LSV. That is Lena, Chabonet, and Vernice. And that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Also, to let you folks know, don't forget to check out my website. That's The Essence of Success. www.theessenceofsuccessalltogether.com. You can listen to the show streaming 24/7, and you can also get a psychic reading. So be sure and check that out, theessenceofsuccess.com. Okay, Ms. Chabonet, what's up, girl, on News of the Weird?
Just a couple of these outrageous stories. News of the Weird are true stories that have taken place around the world that just seem unbelievable, and yet they are true. So the first one comes from China. Each spring in Dongyang, China, the aroma of urine is in the air, specifically the town's specialty of eggs boiled in the discharge of young boys under age 10, typically gathered fresh from toilets at local schools. Townspeople have believed for centuries that the eggs, properly cooked, bring health and prosperity. By eating these eggs, one shopper told a Reuters reporter in March, we will not have any pain in our waist, legs, and joints. Also, you will have more energy when you work. In fact, Dongyang officials have proudly proclaimed virgin boy eggs as an intangible cultural heritage.
Okay,
I will be poor.
Wait.
I'll just be poor, ugly, and in pain.
Thank you.
I'm not eating anything with someone's urine on it. And McDonald's still proudly serves as coffee hot, notwithstanding the notorious 1992 lawsuit for burns suffered by Stelia Liebach. In March 2012, Mona Abdel filed a lawsuit in Cook County, Illinois, over severe burns that her granddaughter, 4 years old, suffered when fetching Abdel's coffee order from a McDonald's server. According to the lawsuit, the server violated company policy that requires tightly closed lids on coffee cups and prohibits handing the cups to young children, even if they are tightly sealed.
That didn't make
no sense.
First of all, why'd you have your 4-year-old go get your coffee? Get your lazy ass up and get the coffee yourself. And two, really, worker, you would give scalding hot coffee to a 4-year-old? That's just
thank
common
you.
Sense.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you, but the mother should have got her happy ass up. Coffee wasn't like she was going to get a hamburger or a McMuffin, okay?
The grandmother, yeah.
You know, hot liquid. So, yeah, the mama need to get her. Mm-mm.
The grandmother.
That's even worse. She damn sure
knows
no better. She's the one that will protect
exactly.
The child when nobody else will. Shit.
Too bad, so sad. The most recent government employee to defraud his agency's worker compensation program, according to the prosecutors in Los Angeles, is firefighter Raphael Davis, 35 years old, who received disability payments for about 30 months during 2008 and 2011, while at the same time engaging in mixed martial arts matches as the noodle. Davis' record, according to LA Weekly, was 12-2. With 7 of those matches coming during his disability period, including 6 victories in MMA, as noted by the newspaper, which requires stamina, muscle, and coordination, as is required for being a firefighter.
That is disgusting.
You receive disability payments claiming you're hurt, but you're out here participating in mixed martial art matches. Come on, people. And you wonder why folks don't have jobs with the state, why we're getting laid off. Because of jerk-offs like this.
Yeah, yeah. Getting away with clear, that's past foul. But anyway, clear unjust injustice. Yeah.
It is. And under least competent criminals in Twin Falls, Idaho, in April, Daniel Contreras, 19, became the most recent person arrested while trying to avoid police by giving a fake name by the name of Velasco, even though his real name, the one on the outstanding warrants, was tattooed in plain sight on his forearm. People, you don't be criminals, you know. Don't do it. You got tattoos with your name. Don't do nothing, period. Especially become a criminal. You know, that's what you get.
Now, that's funny. That's real stupid.
It is,
SOS. Stuck on stupid.
It is. it's just dumb. In April, a teller at Chicago's Northwest Side Bank became the most recent to thwart a robbery simply by telling the perp, who had presented a hold-up note, that the bank is now closed, as suggesting that the robber come back the next day. The perp walked out and did not return. Really, people? How? Just don't do nothing. You dumbass was fool like that. Don't become a criminal. Being a criminal is not your gig.
No. That is not his set skill, okay? That was pushing the envelope.
Thank you. And this brings us to our last story under fine points of the law. A woman was injured while traveling on business in November 2007 in New South Wales, Australia, was denied workers' compensation by the Workplace Safety Tribunal on the grounds that the injury occurred in her motel room while she was having sex with a friend. A wall light fixture came loose as a result of the pair's vigorous antics. However, in April 2012, Australia's federal court overturned the decision and granted the compensation, ruling that since the woman was on an assignment at the time, the overnight stay and even the sex were ordinary incidents of the situation her employer placed her in. So she's getting her working compensation benefits. Are you kidding me? So if I'm on an assignment and I happen to see a friend, we get our groove on, if I happen to get hurt, hey, I was still on assignment just getting a piece of ass.
Wow. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how to work this. This is better than the poll. I'm trying to figure out, shoot, hey, I may have to go to pimping.
I mean, that's just, wow, that's Australia. So if you guys want to get paid, I guess, legally, while doing extra things besides your job, move to Australia. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the story of the news of the weird. And that brings us to our NBA games. For games tonight, Miami tied up the series 101, Indiana 93. And LeBron James had a high tonight of 40 points.
Whoa.
In the game. Yeah. Yes.
Whoa.
He whooped butt.
Whoa.
He sure did. And
okay.
That was game four. Then game four tonight between San Antonio and L.A. Clippers will be on 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Eastern Pacific on TNT.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is
so
anything about L.A.? Is there any status for the games that played this week? Or
on Monday, Philadelphia at Boston. They play at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Game 5, the series is tied 2-2. The L.A. Lakers is at Oklahoma City. Their game is at 9:30. Game 5, the Thunder's lead at 3-1.
I was just going to say, didn't the Thunder, they beat them last game.
Mm-hmm. So now it's 3-1.
Yeah.
Now the Suns want to win.
I know. I miss the Seattle Supersonics, shoot. I hope we get a chance to get another team.
Hopefully. We'll see.
I miss our NBA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. And that is the score for the NBA, so we can go ahead and get the topic going.
Well, wait, before we go to the topic, though, what about baseball, babe? What's going on in baseball?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Figure if we talk about baseball, let me see. Bottom of the 10th, the Angels and the Padres are tied up 2-2. The Marlins beat the Indians 5-3. The Red Sox beat the Phillies 5-1. The Tigers beat the Pirates 4-3. Nationals beat the Orioles 9-3. The Reds beat the Yankees. Man, Yankees, you guys suck. 5-2. The Rangers beat the Astros 6-1. The Mets beat the Blue Jays 6-5. The Brewers, oh my gosh, beat the Twins 16-4. Were you guys even there today? You suck, Twins. The Braves beat the Braves 2-0, and the White Sox flipped the mess out the Cubs 6-0. Diamondbacks beat the Royals 2-0, and the Mariners won 6-4, beating the Rockies.
Go Mariners, yeah.
Oh, sorry, and the Athletics beat the Giants 6-2.
Okay.
Yeah, Mariners, you still suck, but hey, good job on today.
Okay. Well, on the NBA score, WNBA, excuse me, Connecticut beat New York 92-77, and Minnesota beat Phoenix 105-83.
Oh,
so, there you go. Now, you know the Storm won. We beat L.A. the other night.
No, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Our WNBA team has always been more of a powerhouse than, you know, our men's NBA team when the Sonics were here. Remember, because they even won a championship before the,
yes,
before
they
the Sonics left. Mm-hmm. And they on their way again. I mean, they're looking good. They really are. Okay, well, we're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we're going to get into our topic and start with television. All right.
And
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to get into our topic at hand, and the first one is television. So I hope I got some fans out there. Let me give that phone number one more time. That's area code 646-727-2914. Area code 646-727-2914. And
my
website is the essenceofsuccess.com. Theessenceofsuccess.com. Go ahead, Chabonet.
We have a caller, area code 803.
Oh, go ahead. You're on in the studio with LSV. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Well, maybe they just want to listen in. Okay, well, let's get to our topic. So the first show I wanted to talk about was CSI. I love CSI. How that ended.
Now, which one are you talking about? Because you know there's three of them. Which one are you talking about?
No, CSI, the original one.
The original, oh, okay.
Okay, so how that ended is they took, what's his name? They call him J.D., Ted Danson, granddaughter.
D.B.
D.B., yeah, took D.B.'s granddaughter. So that's how that ended with that cliffhanger.
And Nick walked off the show.
Yes, Nick walked off the show.
If you didn't see it, got tired of it, because it was a really good episode. We don't want to give too much away, but if you have a chance to watch it, watch it. If you've watched it, then you know that ending was, woo, you can't wait till next season.
Yeah, yes, it's going to be good. So kudos to the writers of CSI. That was a darn good show, and the actors and actresses, too. Y'all, everybody did a really good job. That was definitely a good cliffhanger. Okay, and CSI New York. You know, that had everybody going.
Seth
Remember
Rome,
the one
Mac,
with
I
Mac?
Thought? Oh, yeah, the way, yeah, you kind of thought he was leaving the way they were doing it. I'm like, how many times are you going to almost kill Mac off the show, though? I think this is the second, third time they've almost killed him off. You going
to
stay with us in that, Gary Sinise? Yeah, well, he's the producer of that show, so he...
Oh.
He's not really worrying about his salary. Well, he probably is, but at the same time, he's a producer, so he's getting money regardless.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I hope not. But maybe he'd rather be behind the camera than be in front. You know, just where your talent lies. Or what
there
you
go.
Feel, you know, you want to try something new. So, but yeah. You got any shows? I got a few more, but what shows? What about
oh, no,
these
keep
shows?
Going.
Okay.
Oh,
I do want to say this. I enjoyed me some Betty Wright off the rockers.
Yes. That is a great show about seniors playing pranks on pretty much anybody, but a lot of young people.
Mm-hmm. And they take it in to heart. They're really good. They are really good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes on at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays on NBC. So if you want a good laugh, you have to turn into the show. Betty White, for this woman being 90 years old, she looks great and can still pack a laugh.
Yes, yes, she sure can. She sure can. Oh, my God. She is so funny. But them old folks, they, I still think about the one in the wheelchair when he said, tell me what you're working with. Shake your ass.
Oh, yeah, the old man with the headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was funny. I liked him. And you can always go on NBC.com and watch it, or if you have demand, I don't know about other cable stations, and you have the demand feature, go on to NBC and go to Off the Rockers, and you'll get to see all these pranks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, they are just funny as heck. Well, I got to talk about Scandal. That is one of the best shows that came out this season. Oh, it's a new show. I give Scandal. They got a second season, so I'm glad. But the show ended. You're trying to figure out who this woman is. So it's all the way.
Who are
from
you talking about?
On Scandal.
Oh, one of
Olivia Hope. Olivia Pope. Excuse me. Remember how
it's her young.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but you got to say who she is. She's one of the staff members of Olivia. And she was one of the newly ones because the rest of her staff, they've all known each other for years. But this young lady started off as young and a rookie, but Olivia brought her on. And each cast of Olivia's has a dark past, and she's pretty much giving them a second chance. So whoever this young woman is has a dark past, and Olivia's given her a second chance. But the attorney general said it would be several state attorney generals going after her. So whoever she is, she's big time.
Wow. Yeah, because he said, remember, he took it upon himself to return her.
Yeah, and he didn't have to.
Yeah, yeah, instead of having some of his people, you know, bring her back. He brought her back. So, yeah, she must be somebody that's, I don't know, do you think she could be anybody's daughter?
I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't know, because that's the one thing about Scandal, you just don't know. I mean, there was so many twists and turns, you know, at the end. I don't, who knows?
Yeah. But, Shab, don't you think the wife is a cold piece? That heifer's cold, ain't she?
Oh, she likes it. She's about the power, and she'll do whatever to keep it. And, I mean, if that's the type of woman you are, hey, she knows how to play the game. You know, she knows who her president's in love with. And yet she doesn't care. She wants to stay in the position that she is in as first lady, and she will do whatever she has to keep that position.
She sure will. Because, girl, did she not tell Olivia off about being a team player? I dropped my jaws, too. But Brenda had called her. Brenda kept saying, you got to watch the wife. Watch her. This woman is no joke. Well, you saw that in the pre-campaign before he became president, when she said, did I do a good job, honey? I think we got it now. When she was talking about she was pregnant, but she wasn't and lost the baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
She played that up. And then when she told Olivia, you don't know how to be a team player. I see, I got to handle this. And you know what she told me?
Yes.
And she broke his heart. I was like, she knew all along, Olivia. She knew that her husband was in love with you.
And doesn't care, but she kept him happy, which made him a good president.
Yep.
So when she stepped off, you know, hey, that's what happened. But when they had that conversation, she was like, well, I do have one favor. I need my husband back. I was like, oh, damn.
I know. Girlfriend is cold. I was like, oh, shit, here we go now. Here we go.
Now, what about his chief of staff? Cyrus.
Cyrus, I don't know. Now, you know Cyrus is gay. You see his partner is putting pressure on him to hurry up and adopt a child. Cyrus is
his
partner, huh? Go ahead.
No, I understand that. But did you see that he's the one that hired that special ops guy?
Cyrus, yeah.
It was
it. Cyrus while he was in the garden? Yeah.
Yeah, because they thought
it
was the vice president's chief of staff, and it wasn't him. I mean, he did impregnate that girl, or Amanda Pritt, but he didn't kill her.
Cyrus had her killed.
Yep. So.
Well, remember, they keep throwing up in the president's face what I've done to get you here, to make you president, and blah, 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 the things I had to do. I was like, wow.
Yeah, he is. He's very money hungry himself.
Yeah, I
but
think
that's
so,
you know,
too.
That's what comes with the show and that
yeah,
power.
Yeah, well, and maybe that territory, you know, because you're talking big time stuff now, global. Would you say global? I don't know. That's pretty good though. I enjoy Scandal. It's a real good show on the ABC. I have to tell you, you got a winner there. And CBS,
yes.
You got winners with CSI. Oh, back to ABC. Also, Revenge. If there's any Revenge fans out there, last night's show, we got one more show. Will be the last show, the finale. And they killed off old blonde dude. Oh man, that was a trip. This white haired guy killed. Let me back up. Emily, who's really Amanda for you fans or people that know that watch the show. So Emily's father got murdered by the Graysons because he was going to tell the truth about really what was going on in the company. Emily, or a.k.a. Amanda, really who it is out to get revenge on that family, on the Graysons, for having her dad murdered. Well, she found out who the man was that murdered her dad, this white-haired man, and they thought they had their stuff together. I don't think so. This man is heavy-duty ops, and he knows some heavy-duty people. So it's going to be interesting to see what the last show will be next week. And Criminal Minds. Another one leaving.
Yes, this time Prentice really is leaving. Because it looks like she is accepting that job overseas.
Uh-huh.
So she'll have her own team, her own profiling team. Or no, they're not really profilers. What are they?
Well, they're past profilers. They're Interpol. They go real deep.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, that's how she was able to catch that Russian Don. Was he Russian or Irish Don? No, Russian, I think, Don, yeah. That she was able to infiltrate deeply. So, but they get results. Yeah, they get results. But that was so nice, the way it ended. Didn't you like that?
Yes, how they threw Ross threw the wedding for AJ and her husband at his place. And it was just beautiful. And I like how Prentice danced with each of them.
Yeah, she did. And I like that. But wait a minute, what's going on with old girl, her and her boyfriend, the other geek, they broke up?
I guess so. I didn't realize that either.
Yeah,
Garcia.
She came with another lady, and Garcia. Well, I noticed in the past few shows she's been hanging out with Morgan. I'm like, why is she hanging out with him? Got a boyfriend, but I guess they done split up.
Well, I know he wanted to get married, and I don't think she was ready for that type of pressure of a commitment, so. No. Because they were still dancing together at the end of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good way to end that, because it's always so psychosis and, you know what I mean, just tears at your heart and your mind, and to think what people would go sink to the depths, you know, to hurt another human being. So it's nice to end it on something positive and light and happy and celebrating. I thought that was a nice way, considering what the program is.
Definitely
consider
a different
what it's about. Yeah.
I know, because it really is grotesque. Good show.
Yeah. So did you have any that you wanted to mention?
No.
Okay.
I haven't seen
let's...
any of my shows. So I don't know about TV Land. If anybody's seen TV Land, please call 646-727-2914. Tell us about it, 646-727-2914.
Hot in Cleveland. I haven't
seen
Hot in Cleveland. And
that's Betty White's show. So,
yeah.
No, I think, let's see, I saw 30 Rock, so if anybody watched 30 Rock, you know, Jack and Avery did not get married. And Tracy is going to become some type of role model by doing a movie. And this is on 30 Rock, and he plays Tracy. Doing a movie with him being an old, ignorant grandma. So go figure on that one. And Kenneth actually got some balls and found out his roommate was a psychopath, but then he nailed her. So, hey, go figure. Go Kenneth. And Liz and her dude are talking about having babies. Yes, y'all, Liz Lemon talking about having kids on 30 Rock. So it was a good ending.
Okay.
Yes.
Learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about the new season then coming up. We got Leverage, y'all, on FX, is that right? Or TNT?
No, TNT.
Yes, TNT. Leverage is getting right. I love that show. My favorite character on there is the thief. I can't
Parker.
Think of her name right. Parker. I love me some Parker. She is so quirky, but she's cute in her own way. You know, just real independent, and she's really shy. Parker really is shy.
She
really.
Is. I like to hit her myself.
I know. When they got her out the insane asylum, remember she came out, she's like, hi, everybody. And they were like, okay, how long does this drug last?
Oh, I don't remember that episode.
Oh, Shavia, it was funny because she was just hugging and kissing everybody, even the one with the long hair, because he's looking at her like, stop it. You know,
yeah, the hitter, yeah. Oh, no.
You guys. So then the black guy, they all turned around and they asked the head guy, said, how long does the drug last?
Yeah.
And she's all happy and loving. This ain't Parker.
Oh, Lord. Well, she is. She's a cute little waif. So, yeah, that should be starting next month.
Yeah, okay. And then we've got The Closer that's getting ready to come out, too. Doesn't that start in June or July?
June.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Closer. And this is the last season, y'all, for The Closer. Oh, I've just enjoyed Brenda so much. Brenda
and her
Brent,
whole staff.
And her staff, yeah. I mean, that combination of actors and actresses playing against and for each other has been a really good, they got a real good ensemble there. I wish the show could go on in pilots or something, but who knows.
But it's good to go out on the high end. I respect that.
Yeah, yeah. She's good. I'm going to miss that, though. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, and eating her chocolate.
Oh, yeah. You talk about an addiction. What? I have to give up my candy? No, I can't do that.
I know, well, poor thing.
She had to be all sweets for a minute. I was like, look at her. She's a junkie.
She did, but she had to get through it. She had to get through it.
Yeah. And then another show also on TNT that's real good. So you guys watch for these, Rosoli and Isles.
Mm-hmm.
That's another good one, yeah.
With the police officer and the doctor, and they solve crimes together. But it's a good cast as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so look for those coming up. And, you know, if you guys have any, just email us, let us know. The phone number is Shabzad, 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. My website is theessenceofsuccess.com. Okay, let's, I see our time is going. Shab, let's talk about these cell phone girls and these contracts and the companies, T-Mobile, Sprint, AT&T, who else, Verizon.
What is there not to talk about? It, you know, right now, it's expensive, depending on the plan you have and the phone you have. You know, if you have a smartphone, you have to get the data package, which I think is, well, if that's just how your computer works, that's how it is. My dad just ended his contract with T-Mobile and went to AT&T and got an iPhone 5. I think that's out, iPhone 4, iPhone 5, and he enjoys it. I mean, we've all seen the commercials where you can talk to it and it does everything for you.
Oh.
Excuse me, but, mm-hmm. I mean, if you just want a basic phone, you say hello or text, then, yeah, you can pretty much find a decent plan. But if you want more than that, these plans are ridiculous. Even if you have family plans, the taxes are ridiculous. The data packages are ridiculous. I mean, they try to entice you with the unlimited data, unlimited phone calls, texts. But like with T-Mobile, if you go over, is it 5 gigabytes or something, your phone slows down.
Wow.
For people who have 4G, yeah. So,
you got,
I don't know,
4G.
And I don't know much. I do.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You got the latest one. Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm gonna say this about AT&T. You said your dad went to AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes,
they've got a prepaid without compromise, where you have no annual contract and no credit check, and then you also got to pay as you go, and you can either pay by the month, by the day, or by the minute. It was much cheaper than being locked into a contract. So AT&T, that might be something that all you T-Mobile users or Sprint users, not to pump up AT&T, but you can cut your bill down to a quarter, which you're paying more like $50 a month with a lot of those packages, those applications, I should say, that you want on your phone, without paying $150 to $200 a month for your phone bill. There is a better way and better plan, so that's one thought. And then, too, the ones that are under contracts, if your contract is soon to end and it'll be time for renewal, suggest that you do a pay-as-you-go or a prepay. Ask them, do they have a prepay plan, and can you still get most of those apps? Although, Shav, you were saying that some, they're making it a criteria for you to get the Internet service. You have to...
For Android and smartphones, yeah, you have to have it. So even if you do the prepaid, you're just paying for the minutes. You know, you might get a bill for, I don't know, the insurance. I don't even know if you can get insurance on prepaid. I'm assuming you will. And also with prepaid, you have to buy the phone in full. So hope you got $600-$700, depending on what type of phone you want, because you don't have to pay it in full. And then be smart, get some insurance on there. And then I'm not sure if you get all – I know some T-Mobile plans, you get all the same features that are in people who pay monthly bills. you get the same features in prepaid because T-Mobile's even been advertising their prepaid plans. Someone else started to, and then I'm not sure if it was AT&T or Verizon, then T-Mobile jumped on the bandwagon. So, you know, it's what fits your budget. That's just the bottom line. I mean, if you can pay the month-to-month, then go for it. If it's better to do prepaid, then go for prepaid. It just depends on what you can do when your contract comes up.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, because we're definitely going to make that change. Chauvinet and I are both in T-Mobile, and I think Vernice is too, isn't she? Is she T-Mobile?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Not for sure, but I think she might be T-Mobile too, or Sprint. No, I think she's Sprint. But, yeah, it's quite interesting. So, folks, please remember that about the cell phone because it's just ridiculous. We live in economical hard times. So do take those suggestions and remember what Chauvinet say, you know, check your contracts and see if they, or your companies, if they have prepaid plans. And so check into that before you sign a contract and see what apps or is available that, you know, hopefully you don't have to spend a lot of money.
Yeah, just weigh your pros and cons. I mean, you know, do your research, do your consumer shopping either way. See if going plan by plan is better for you or going prepaid. And what fits better for you, then that's the way you go.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, do we have time to talk about tabloids?
Yes, we do.
In
we got about 3 minutes left, so go for it.
In the Globe, on the front, it says, Bill and Hillary, the final split. She's moving in with a woman. Wow, party after dumping dying ex-prez. Okay, she's dancing with joy and planning to play house with a woman. Now, come on, y'all. I just scanned through the article because I was like, come on. Okay, come on. Hillary and Bill are not going nowhere. They will be together till the day they die. I know you got to sell papers, but that's just so hard to believe. And then we have an article.
Yeah.
Then we have an article. Is Christy Alley a sex addict? Friends are asking. She's really sleeping around with different guys.
She lost weight again.
Yeah, this picture of her looks pretty good, Sha.
Yeah,
because like
she's doing. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, honey.
Yeah, she's doing some type of commercial now, and you could tell she's slimmed down.
Yeah. Look like she could have used a little something. And Cher, she's out on the prowl, too. Supposedly, she's joined the Cougar Club.
Oh, Lord. I want to know what's up with John Travolta and these dudes saying that he likes to play around with them.
I don't know. I don't know. What have you read? I don't know.
Well, a couple of them. First, it was two that came forward, and one of them has dropped their lawsuit. And I think another one is coming out again. I don't know, because this has supposedly been going on for years where it's a particular place that he's been going to, and I don't know if it's the massage people, if it's also the people who have, what do you call those, Mom? Bellboys. It's just several people have come forward to say that John Travolta likes to get his grope on.
I know. I just, but you know, they said for a long time that they thought he was.
Him and Tom Cruise.
No, I didn't hear about Tom Cruise. Hush.
Oh, you don't? What? Oh, what were you going to say? I thought you were going to say.
No, not
the
Tom
gay
Cruise,
thing,
but
right?
That he was bisexual.
Oh, yeah, no, didn't hear that.
Yeah. Oh, it's getting about that time, huh?
Yep.
Oh, I can't even. What's coming on next Sunday? God, I can't remember. I think next Sunday Poetry Sunday?
I might be. It's Memorial Day weekend. I won't be here, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm sorry.
Oh, it's a holiday weekend? Well, we may not be on the air either. Oh, okay. Well, no, let's say right now, happy Memorial Day weekend, because I'll be out of town, Chauvinet will be out of town, and I don't know where Vernice will be, but she'll probably be out of town as well, get away after all these college finals. So anyway, have a happy Memorial Day. Thank you for listening to In the Studio with LSV. Thank you, Ms. Chabonet, the best producer in the world.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Remember, hug and kiss somebody, and always remember to say thank you.